Welcome one, welcome all, and welcome to another episode of the Paranormal Patriot. Thank you for joining me this week. As always, wearing the tinfoil hat, my name is Tom Velasquez. You may have noticed the new intro. As I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, I lost my computer that had everything I had on for the show, so I lost the intro. Had to record it off of another site, which the recording wasn't very good, so I figured, you know what? New laptop, new sound card, let's make a new intro. Hope you like it. So thank you for bearing with me. I know I was gone last week. I don't know what I have. I'm still quite not over it yet. You may hear my voice get hoarse every now and then, but a lot of people are asking me, oh my gosh, Tom, did you get COVID? Well, it might have been Omicron. Who the hell knows? Omicron and the cold had the same symptoms. All I know is that if it was a cold, it was one of the worst colds I've ever had. It knocked me out. But it was the stuffy. I mean, stuffy head. I don't think I've ever been that congested in my life. The headache, the ears popping, burning in the chest, the cough. It's a nut show. It was just horrible. But now, there's so many people in my neck of the woods that are getting the exact same thing. Are they getting COVID? We don't know. Hopefully, as I've said to many people, I hope it was. Then I've got Omicron and I'm good. So thank you for bearing with me. And with that being said, I've had 2 weeks to propose a show and figure out how I want to do a show. And I didn't want to talk about COVID, but this week I had something happen to me that I really want to talk to you, because those of you who are vaccinated that are listening to the show, I want you to know what those of us who are unvaccinated are going through. Where I used to work, I developed a lot of good friendships. Some of those friendships I still have. And those friendships were with customers of mine. Other friendships, you know, they died when I left my former job at the dealership. Well, I had a customer of mine that turned into a good friend. We'd go out to lunch all the time, and you know, we had a love of music, and we both really enjoyed Prince, and that was our connection, and that just kind of grew from there. And we'd talk. He'd come in, and we'd go to lunch, or he'd get his car fixed, and it was great. It was a good relationship we had. And after I left, it kind of stopped, and I'm like, I guess I'm never talking to this guy again. And I'm not going to name his name, because I do enjoy talking to him, but this is something that happened to me this week that I feel went over the line. But I feel this is something that a lot of the unvaccinated people in this country are going through all the time. Out of the blue, this guy texts me, "Hey Tom, how you doing?" And I'm like, "Holy cow, such and such. Great to hear from you, you know, doing all right." You know, and we got on the subject of how everybody was doing and hope everybody's been healthy, and you know, we somehow got on the subject of COVID, and he asked if I've survived the COVID pandemic, and I said I survived it. It was close, but I survived it, and told him about what happened back in April of 21 with my COVID situation, when I was in ICU and they were going to vent me, and you know, I almost died. And he's like, "Holy cow!" And he says, "Are you vaccinated now?" And I'm like, "No. Why would I? I've got the antibodies now." Now, keep in mind, this guy, his wife is a physician. So, you know, I'm going to call you out on this one, buddy, because you called me out in one of your quote-unquote meetings. So I feel turnabout is fair play. But apparently, if your wife is a physician, you know everything. And he responded to me, because I told him, you know, "Hey, what saved me? They wanted to put me on a vent." I told him, "No, I'm not going to do it." And they gave me bags and bags upon bags of antibodies. And he got back to me and he says, "Antibodies you got when you were sick are most likely gone by now, unfortunately. Living with a doctor, I'm pretty well versed in COVID." Smiley face. Okay. I get it. Your wife is a doctor. Doesn't make you an expert in it. Because, listen, I do a ton of research, and I'll get into that later. But we're going on. So he sends me another message. "As variants change, people with antibodies who have had COVID, had these antibodies have less of an effect on the new variant. I'm sure you know this. A friend of mine lost a brother to COVID. It was before there were vaccines. I've had 3 jabs, and the way I'm handling it, there is no way I should get it. My wife has been jabbed as she is a physician, so I've got to protect your parents. So he says, everyone in my family has been vaccinated 3 times, and we're all Republicans. And I responded, hey, politics really has nothing to do with this. This is my choice. And then I went and told him, you know, hey, this is how I got COVID. I got COVID from vaccinated individuals who were probably shedding the virus. They had it. And then they passed it to us, and we all passed it around in this condominium we were at. And then he asked me, you know, how bad was it? Were you on a vent? Blah, blah, blah. And then he says, how do you know you got it specifically from a person? That's virtually impossible. And at that point, if I didn't already question his knowledge, I did at that point. Because I told him, we were fine until we got into that vehicle with this other couple. And they're hacking, and they're coughing, and they feel miserable. And we are attributing it to allergies, because we were all fighting allergies. And at that time, in March of 2021, the vaccine had just come out. And the vaccine, we were told, if you get the vaccine, you're back to normal. You can't get COVID. They had COVID shortly after the vaccine. So that tells you everything that I need to know. This guy has no idea what he's talking about. He's listening to the mainstream media, listening to his wife, who's getting these reports from these doctors that are getting paid off. And then he goes on to question me. My question would be, why were you all going to Florida at the onset of this pandemic? This was April 2020, right? And I said, no, this was April 2021. Then he goes, hey, yeah, me and my wife, we call Florida COVIDa. It's Thunderdome down there. Really? Because Florida has, and this is what starts to infuriate me. These people, these vaccinated people, get their stories and nothing else matters. You can't tell them any differently. You can't tell them that Florida has fared 10 times better than any look at Michigan. Michigan is an absolute shit show right now. COVID all over the place. It is what it is. Florida opened up, said, you know what, no more masks. Open these businesses, and they were prospering. They were prospering while the rest of the country was struggling. But no, it's COVIDa. It's Thunderdome down there. No, it's not. Look around you. Before you call Florida Thunderdome, look at where you're at. Where it was mask mandates. Where it was lockdown for almost 6 months, 8 months. Before we finally opened up. We are Thunderdome. We're COVIDa. We're COVIGAN. I don't know what you call it. But then this tells me who I am up against right now. He says, I'm not a far righter like most who don't distance and wear a mask. I get in fights with people who don't wear them or get in my space. I don't want people coughing and breathing in my space. And I get that. I do. I would not want people coughing or breathing in my space even if there wasn't a COVID pandemic going on. I don't want... Oh, and then he goes, I'm in the middle about everything. I won't get COVID. Ain't going to happen. Not interested. You're completely wrong. You will get COVID. The vaccines, if anything has been proven, the vaccines have proven that they do not stop you from getting COVID, nor do they stop you from spreading it. But he says, I've been in 5 fights so far. Cops called 3 times. I love it. I don't tolerate much these days. So this is a guy who purposely goes around and starts picking fights with people who don't wear a mask. And don't social distance. People who are living their lives. He says, you'll most likely get it several times. I sure hope the next few variants are variants you handle well. I don't know if I agree with that. Even if I do get another case of COVID, if it is possible to get it twice, and that's up in the air too. Dr. Peter McCullough has called upon the CDC to give him proof of a second reinfection of COVID, and they can't do it. Although you hear in the news it happens all the time, but CDC, who is apparently the end-all be-all, they can't provide proof. So can you get it again? For those of us who have got it, and then we get tested again, and it's a positive test, how do we know these tests weren't wrong? These tests can't differentiate between COVID, the flu, and a cold. So how do we know we didn't have a cold the first time, or didn't have COVID the first time, and it's cold this time? We don't. And then the coup de grace, the one that sent me over the edge that I don't know if I can even You know, and again, I think he's going to be listening this week. I don't know if I can talk to him right now, because he then sent me an email. And that email was pretty offensive to me, and I don't get offended very easily. But he starts off, "Hey, we meet once a week via Zoom with a group of people to discuss COVID-related topics. We have an immunologist and an epidemiologist on call with us and a few other doctors. We each get to talk for a few minutes and we discuss. I talked about you. Now, we didn't give any names or any details like that at all, just the facts and the topic at hand. And I appreciate that. That's why I'm not using his name. But again, that's why I'm telling you this story. He brought it to a bunch of people. I'm going to bring it to even more people. But in our group, we have 15 people. We have 11 who are vaccinated and 4 who are not, which is a pretty good subset of society. We talked about you almost having lost your life to COVID and now doesn't really care about social distancing or wearing a mask in public places. The folks in our group that are unvaccinated were pretty upset about this, and here's why. You have natural immunity. That's a good thing. I'm vaccinated, so I also have antibodies as well. Now, I want to stop there, because I've proven, and I told him this, I've proven it, and it's a proven fact that natural antibodies are up to 27 times more effective than the antibodies that are produced by the vaccine. And again, if you're listening, listen to this. The vaccine protects you from essentially one variant. That's why the first variant, when these first came out before Delta really hit, it was pretty good at first. And then Delta came along. It's not looking for Delta. Delta was a very, very minor variant from what the original COVID SARS-2 virus was. But it was enough to trick the antibodies that were produced by the vaccine. So people are getting sick left and right and hospitalized and dying left and right who are vaccinated. Where, because I got sick with the Delta variant, my body knows the Delta variant. My body, but here's the thing, people who were even sick with the first round of COVID, they are able to fight off the Delta variant because our body is that much smarter. It's not going to look at that and say, go on by. They're going to look at that variant and say, you look pretty damn close to what really got us sick before. We're going to take you out. That is the difference between a vaccinated person and a natural immunity person. That's why natural immunity people are 27 times more protected than a vaccinated person. So where did I start? Okay. So he says, I'm vaccinated, so I also have antibodies as well. He then went and said, we should both be protected from severe illness and hospitalization. Neither is 100%. Nothing is 100%. Your body has even been damaged now because of COVID. Another bout could end your lung functioning for good. Here's the issue the group had with your ways, your new ways. Both you and me can still get COVID over and over again. That's a proven fact. It is not a proven fact. That is what you are being told. You refuse to listen to anybody else other than what you want to agree with. I've listened to both sides of the story. Hell, if you go back and listen in January and February of 2020, I was all aboard this COVID virus is going to kill us all. We need to really lock down. We need to do everything until I started reading and started looking at things that didn't make sense to me and intellectually thought about this and researched it and came to my own conclusion. He then went on to say, here's the problem now. We can get it and not know about it. We can become asymptomatic and simply be a carrier with no outward symptoms. I have an issue with that. I've never known of a virus. When you have a cold, you know you have a cold. When you had the flu, you know you had the flu. Why? Because you have symptoms. I've never, ever heard, nor has many other doctors heard, of an asymptomatic virus. If you're asymptomatic, you're not going to spread it because you don't have it. You don't have it. You may have a cold. You may have the flu, but you know it. So we can be asymptomatic and simply be a carrier with no outward symptoms. We can then infect others who might have serious health issues and kill them. I'm sure this is happening daily. This type of callousness and selfishness is why we are seeing variant after variant and why this virus will never be under control. I'm stopping there because the reason we are seeing variant after variant is because these vaccinated people, this vaccine only protects them against a certain variant. So these viruses know, hey, if I just mutate a little, bam, I can get through. Whereas where those of us with natural immunity, it doesn't matter how they mutate and how they variate. We will stop them. Our natural immune system will stop them. I'm starting to get really upset because I read this again and it's starting to really piss me off. Vaccinations are important, but what is more important is social distancing and wearing a mask, because wearing a mask has been proven to be effective. Did anybody catch the sarcasm there? Because it's full of sarcasm. It has been proven beyond the shadow of a doubt that masks are not effective because they don't filter the small virus particles. We breathe them in, and it's an airborne virus. So wear a mask. Just keep telling yourself you're wearing a mask. This not only helps you, but it helps others as well. I have friends who are unvaccinated that socially distance and wear masks everywhere because they're great patriots, right? They are doing their part. Yep, there it is. They're doing their part. I have friends who have had a bad case of COVID and still got vaccinated afterwards. We do not know one person that has had any issues at all with the vaccines. You're lying to yourself. You're absolutely lying to yourself. I have a small circle of friends, and I can think of 8 people right now that have had vaccines and have had serious side effects. MS, ALS, heart conditions, lung conditions, numbness, couldn't walk. I mean, I know one person that died. I just learned of a friend of a friend's son who died days after getting the COVID vaccine. Now, are they gonna attribute it to the COVID vaccine? No. They're going to say he had an undetected heart condition. And you're going to see that. That's what you're seeing now. Look at all these actors and actresses and sports figures and all these people dying left and right from unknown causes. Bob Saget, he had a heart attack. It's natural heart attack. Yeah, it may have been. But remember, Indiana, 40% increase in deaths over year-to-year averages since COVID, since the vaccines. This is from an insurance company. And they're all strokes. They're all heart-related conditions. This isn't just a coincidence. This isn't, well, we've had a lot of people out there who had unknown heart conditions. No, they didn't have heart conditions till they got the vaccine. So to tell me you don't know anybody that has had any issues with this vaccine, you're lying. Look at the VAERS report. The VAERS report is loaded with people who have had issues with this vaccine. Excuse me. Sorry. I do know that there have been some issues and a small minority have died from reactions to the vaccines, but this is extremely minute, almost as minute as having died from COVID itself. So here's my issue. When it was 99.8% of the people who had COVID survived, 0.2% of them died. That was unacceptable. We need the vaccine. We need the vaccine to stop these deaths. These 0.2% of the people who get COVID are dying. That was unacceptable to have that. But we have 0.2, 0.5 people have reactions and die from the vaccine. Well, that's just part of the vaccine. That's acceptable. Well, why is it acceptable when you have COVID, 0.2%? You can't have 0.2% die, which is basically the flu numbers. The flu numbers produce deaths in that range. But you know, the vaccines, well, they're a vaccine. They're doing good. They're doing good for the people. Really? Tell that to my neighbor friend down the road who is struggling mightily since her vaccine, who basically was forced to get a vaccine that she didn't want, and now she's gonna suffer lifelong health concerns. Tell that to the friend of a friend whose 19-year-old son got the vaccine and died a couple days later. That family's life will never be the same because of a vaccine that was never tested, that was never proven. And, you know, for this guy whose wife is a physician to come out and say, hey, it's safe and effective, I despise that because you have no idea. You have no idea how safe this vaccine is. It's not effective. We were promised you get this vaccine, you won't get COVID. You can live life as normal. Well, then the breakthrough cases started coming, but they were very rare. But then they couldn't hide it anymore. And the breakthrough cases became all over the place. But, you know, now we're going to call it a pandemic of the unvaccinated because the definition of vaccinated has changed. Now, if you're double shot, if you have the double shots, but you don't have any boosters, you're not vaccinated. Before, you were fully vaccinated. So they're moving the goalposts yet again. Remember, 15 days to stop or to flatten the curve? How'd that work out? Anybody remember how that one worked out? No, they kept moving the goalposts. This is exactly what's happening right now. So, and then he ends this email, "I hope you do change your mind and that you and your family help us protect others around us. Could you imagine if you infected someone and didn't know and they died because of it?" Okay, let's move back to 2018. Let's say I didn't know I had the flu and I infected somebody with the flu. Where's the concern back then? "Well, Tom, this isn't the flu." It most certainly is the flu. Some people who have had COVID have had 10 times worse cases of the flu in the past. This is what we as unvaccinated people are dealing with every day. We're dealing with the hypocritical, the science, you know, science and facts people that refuse to look at science and facts. They refuse to look at the fact that this vaccine does nothing to protect them or stop them from spreading it to others. The science on this is undeniably proven that natural immunity is 20 up to 27 times better than this vaccine. So because I'm vaccinated, why are you getting on me? Why do I have to wear a mask? Why do I have to social distance? And this is the same guy that says he hasn't been out to dinner since March of 2020. When he goes to the store, he goes in the wee hours of the morning when nobody's there. I told him, I refuse to live my life in fear. If I get COVID and die with it, that's my choice. I will die with COVID because I was living. I'm not going to shelter in place. I'm not going to live under a rock like a hermit. That's not what we were on this planet to do. I will live my life. I will take my chances. I took my chance. I survived it. I may not survive the next one, but you know what? I'm going to have fun while I'm dying. Because you know why? I'm not going to be cowering. I'm not going to be hiding behind a rock. I'm going to be doing what I should be doing, and that is living life. It amazes me how many people are living in abject fear of this virus. Is the virus out there? Absolutely. Will it kill people? Absolutely. Has it killed as many as they said that it's killed? Absolutely not. The numbers are fudged. We've proven that. But, you know, you can't tell those people everything. And this is how I want to end it. What infuriates me most about this is these people will start rattling off what they believe are facts. They will have no concern about anything you tell them contrary to what they believe. They're just going to bat a blind eye to it. Those of us who are unvaccinated, those of us who are not masking or social distancing, we realize the risks, but we also realize that we're being lied to. This is all political. And to this person's credit, he does believe it's political also. As he stated, he voted for Orange Man twice. That doesn't make anything any better. The fact that you're sitting here manipulating me, trying to make me feel like shit, telling me I'm going to kill people, is utter bullshit. You don't tell people that. Especially people you call friends. You may think you're doing yeoman's work. And it's one of these things, "Oh, look at me, Mr. Government. I'm doing what you tell me to." I don't buy it. I'm not going to change. I'm not going to get this vaccine. I'm not going to wear a mask. Well, let me rephrase it. I will wear a mask in a store if somebody says, "Hey, I need you to wear a mask." You know what? That's fine. It's your store. If I want to shop there, I will wear a mask. I'm not going to stop living my life. It's not going to happen. Those of you who are badgering and literally bullying the non-vaccinated, you're going to be on the wrong side of history on this one. In a few short years, you can't get unvaccinated. You cannot become unvaccinated. The shit you're going to go through is going to be hell. You're going to start losing loved ones left and right. You are going to develop health issues that they're not going to attribute to this vaccine. But those of us who have been researching this, listening to doctors that are warning us this vaccine is dangerous. Why do you think Drs. Peter McCullough, Dr. Robert Malone, and all these other doctors that are speaking out against this vaccine, why do you think they're being censored? They're being silenced. Because it's against the narrative. They don't want us to know this. This is propaganda. You cannot hear another side of the story. You need to wake up and realize that is wrong. That is not right. You need to be able to hear both sides of the story. You need to be able to make a decision for yourself. And if you do make that decision, you need to be able to live with it and have other people live with it also. This gentleman, if you are so afraid of me being around you or being out in public, stay home. And it sounds like you do, but stay home. Stay in your house. Don't live your life. Order from Amazon. Order from DoorDash. I don't care. I, myself, am going to live my life. My family, we are going to live our life. I don't know how much time my wife has left. But we are going to enjoy that time. I'm not going to spend the last years of her life, however long she has, holed up in a house. We are traveling. We are doing things. We're going camping. We're going out. We're going to our friend's house. That is the beauty. You know who your friends are. Because our friends, most of our friends are vaccinated. They don't care. They have no qualms whatsoever that we're unvaccinated. They want us over. Look, no, you're coming over. They don't worry that we're not masking. They don't mask. They're not worried that we're not social distancing. Hell, we're running in and hugging everybody. To live life like this guy where you're not going to hug anybody, where you're going to double mask, and no, not interested, not going to do it. No matter, no words that you tell me are going to dissuade and change my opinion. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what the unvaccinated go through every day. There is a large population of this planet that has been absolutely unequivocally brainwashed. The doctors and nurses and physicians and medical personnel that are harping up this vaccine, knowing that they have no idea what the long-term effects are, telling us it's effective when it's not effective. They need to lose their license, honestly. The Hippocratic Oath says, do no harm. You are doing harm to people by telling them to get the vaccine. And I'm not anti-vax. I've had all my vaccines. My kids have had all their vaccines. The reason why, those have been studied. Those have been tested. Those have been properly vetted. This one has been rushed to the market. We have no idea. And it has given us a promise of goods that it cannot deliver. Welcome to America. Welcome to this planet in 2022. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and we're actually going to talk about things that I think need to be talked about on this show. That was the original plan on this show. But I'm going to go out. A song called Blood is what you're going to hear as bumper music, and it's kind of appropriate. Its title is All My Friends Hate Me. So you are listening to The Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I will be right back.
I was alive, going down for the summer with my eyes open wide. God knows I tried, I can't get back the feeling of the very first time. I was that guy, switching lanes, motherfucker, middle finger to the sky. I'm gonna die, someday it'll get me, but it won't be tonight. No one wants to think of me, just a distant memory.
Legends Podcast. We will be taking you to places you have never dreamt of going. Hundreds, if not thousands, of haunted and abandoned locations. We will visit with the paranormal from your nightmares and try to understand the unexplained. Ohio alone has 88 counties within our state, and virtually each one of those counties has a story to tell. Ohio's history is bloodstained throughout its history. We will be covering more than just Ohio. We will cover the state you live in, the country. Trust me. There are thrills, chills, and we are upping the fright factor with each new stop we make. We will be traveling the world, the globe, looking for the strange, the mysterious, and the frightening. Mostly, we will find the unexplainable. Many of these episodes are genuine. Others are legend or hearsay. Believe those that you choose, or believe in none. It is your choice. Just get comfortable, sit back, dim the lights, and listen.
Thank you.
right, everybody. I want to talk to you real quick. I haven't talked to you about this in a while, but I've talked about it in the past. I want to talk to you about the magnetic poles, because there is some pretty unsettling news coming out recently about where it is and what is about ready to happen in the next, I'd say, 12 to 13 months. As of now, or as I should say, as of January 17th, 2022, the northern magnetic pole, the magnetic north pole, had moved 5.25 miles in the last 30 days. And that puts that magnetic pole about 62 miles from the 40-degree mark. Now, in 2019, for the first time ever, the world's magnetic model had to be updated ahead of schedule. The NOAA had to update it due to unplanned variations in the Arctic region. Now, in late 2019, the magnetic North Pole was moving almost 3 miles a month. And then you move on to November 17, 2020, and then it moved 4.1 miles a day. Well, as we get closer to where we are now, for example, on April 17, 2021, it moved 5.2 miles in a day. And that was the sudden jump. On March 17, 2021, it moved 4.2 miles in the last 30 days. And at that point, it was 112.8 miles until the 40-degree mark. And then on April 17, 2021, it moved 5.2, an extra mile in 30 days. This is where the sudden acceleration or sudden jump came in. Now, every 30 days, we are moving at between 4.8 and 5.2 miles. So, here we are. The current update, again, on January 17, 2022, we moved another 5.2 miles in 30 days. And again, we would be about 62 miles from the 40-degree mark. Now, according to Pole Shift News, the data says that if we continue on a trend of about 5 miles a month, we will hit the 40-degree mark in March of 2023, unless it speeds up, which it can, so that adds extra miles. So now, here's the part that affects each and every one of us listening. The 40-degree mark, what is so special about this 40-degree mark? The 40-degree mark is where we leave the strong field lines which cause the magnetic North Pole migration to move slowly, and where we move into weak field lines where the acceleration is much faster and much more chaotic, and where many things get chaotic. And after you go past the 40-degree mark, a shift becomes imminent at any time due to the weaker field lines. This is where we become very unstable and fragile, essentially going into survival mode. No one is going to have to be told that the Earth is undergoing some catastrophic changes at that point. It's going to become highly evident. Things that you will notice when this pole shift becomes evident: the Earth's rotation will begin to change. The length of the day will change. The sun rising and setting position will change. Major storms, major lightning, major hail. That sounds familiar already. Major near-Earth objects. The jet stream is going to change. Atmospheric compression will increase. And you will have a weakening shield. Essentially, a weakening shield around the planet. This, you can honestly say, is happening right now. You can see the changes. You can see, here in Michigan, in mid-Michigan where I am, they've had more snow in Tennessee, in Kentucky, in North Carolina. They've had more snow than we have had this year. Look at Boston. They are about ready to get hit with one of the biggest blizzards that that city has ever seen. Look at the number of severe thunderstorms and how deadly, and the hail that we're seeing. It's not climate change, everybody. The poles are shifting. We are about a year away from having an imminent polar shift. And I'm not going to say it's an extinction level event. It's not, but it will severely compromise who we are, and it will severely impact every single one of us. You can see it every single day. I've had people email me, telling me, Tom, is it me or is the sun rising in a different spot? Or is the sun setting in a different spot? Or some people are saying, Tom, the days are just, they're not as long as they used to be. Look at the growing seasons. Look at the growing areas. We are becoming warmer up north it seems like, you know, in Michigan, our winters are not nearly as bad. Nowhere near as bad as they were when I was a kid. When I was a kid, it would be below zero numerous days. We'd get snowstorms of 12, 13, 14, 15 inches, 2-3 times a year. Now, if we get a day or two of below zero weather, everything shuts down. The schools are closed. People can't go to work. It's crazy. And if we get 3 to 4 inches of snow, everything shuts down. But in Florida, you got iguanas falling from the trees. It's so cold. The growing seasons are shortened and the crops are damaged because they're getting freeze down south. I'm telling you, everybody, the poles affect the climate more than anything we could ever do. We are in the midst. We have got about a year, maybe less, depending on if it picks up speed. And as it gets closer to that 40-degree mark, it's weaker and it's going to pick up speed. So I'm going to say less than a year we've got before these poles switch. And I can't even begin. I'm not going to tell you I know what happens. Nobody alive today has ever experienced it. We can only guess and base our opinions on what we think happened. And what the ground and what the trees and what the plants and what the layers of soil are telling us, that's the only thing we can do. We are going to fly blind in this. It's happening. Look around you. It is happening. To reinforce my point, I've got an article here from the Audubon Society that says the bird migrations are moving north as the climate warms. I just talked to you about how warm Michigan and the northern hemisphere, northern parts of this continent have been, and how cold it's getting down south. Birds that normally don't come this far north because it's too cold are now starting to migrate up here. This isn't an article from the National Enquirer. This isn't an article from the Sun. This is from the Audubon Society. They are telling you that bird migrations are moving north, farther north, due to the temperature up north. And here's the thing about the temperature up north. Yes, we are getting warmer in the winter, but I'm not going to say we're getting warmer in the summer. We may have some 90 degree days. Those are few and far between. We are in the summer. We're about 80, 82 for the most part. When I was growing up, oh, we had wild swings. We would be in the hundreds for a week on end. Then we'd drop down. We don't have that anymore. To me, it's almost like it's turning into a more tropical climate here in the Michigan and in the northern hemisphere of the North American continent. Because the range of temperature isn't a wild swing like it used to be. It's kind of leveling out. Not that we don't get cold in the winter. I mean, right now it was -3 yesterday morning. It'll be -4 tomorrow morning, and it got a high of 20. That's cold. I don't like it. We get those for like a week and a half, and then they're gone. That's it. It's done. Where that would be the norm in the winter when I was growing up. It isn't like that anymore. The last couple years, we get more rain than snow up here because we're getting warmer. The jet stream, they say the jet stream's going to be affected by the way that the poles are shifting. That's true. We are warming up, but in the summer, we're not getting that really hot ridge of warm, hot air. We may get it for a day or two, but then it just cools right down. The summers out here are absolutely phenomenal because 99% of the time, it is just a perfect day. The sun is out. It is 80 to 85, which is great for just hanging out in the backyard by the pool. It is just a phenomenal day. Where before, when I was growing up, you couldn't even go outside. It was so damn hot. You don't have that range anymore. All I'm saying, excuse me, all I'm saying is be on the lookout. Be observant for signs that things are changing. And when you do see these signs, you know, go to Pole Shift News and see what is happening with the poles. We're 162 miles from the end-all, be-all zone. Because after 40 degrees on the map, on the globe, once that magnetic pole drops below that, the resistance that it gets to hold back, it goes away. The closer it gets, the faster it's going to move. You know, at this point, as I said, March 2023 is when they anticipate it getting to the 40-degree mark. But as it gets closer to that 40-degree mark, it picks up speed because there's less resistance. Once it gets past about 40 degrees, all bets are off. Game over. We don't know what's going to happen at that point. But we need to be ready for it, and we need to be aware. So be on the lookout. Let me know what you think about this topic here, because I'm really, really interested in to hear what you say about it. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. All right, we're going to come back. I got one more subject real quick I want to talk about, and then we'll be done with the show this week. My name is Tom Velasquez. I am the Paranormal Patriot. I'll be right back.
Hey everybody, this is Rick Ness, host of the Stuff of Nightmares podcast. Ever since I was a child, I was fascinated by stories of the paranormal and the unknown. Reading about encounters with Bigfoot, the Jersey Devil, UFOs, or even living in a house where spirits roam intrigued me. As an adult, reading true crime stories and watching true crime documentaries made me realize that monsters don't just live in your closet or under your bed. Monsters might just live next door. Come with me on a journey to the unknown and the unthinkable, where the things that people do to each other are just as frightening as the things we can't explain. Every episode, I will delve into the world of the paranormal and lesser-known heinous true crime. Each story of the unknown will be true first-hand accounts told by the person that had the experience or submitted to me to be read for them. You can listen to the Stuff of Nightmares podcast on the website at www.thestuffofnightmarespodcast.show, your favorite podcast app, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
From what you told me, maybe you want me all alone. But it's all you show me, I ain't the only one that be giving you love. I know I say I'm open to doing what we say is okay. A place to escape, erase all the pain, taking off your chain, saying not to wait.
All right, so I had to talk about this one. I'm sure you've heard about the lab monkeys that went missing in, what was it, Pennsylvania? Was it Pennsylvania? They were on their way to a laboratory in Florida. I'm trying to find out where they, where the heck did they get let loose? Oh, yeah, Pennsylvania, Danville, Pennsylvania. So the vehicle that they were being transported in hit a garbage truck. And in that chaos, four of these monkeys that were headed for this lab in Florida escaped. Well, one lady who tried to secure these monkeys came in contact with one of the monkeys and fell very sick, which begged the question, what was going on with these monkeys? And was Dr. Fauci involved? That's my main question. So authorities came in and euthanized all the monkeys right away. Another red flag, okay? The monkeys are in their cages. They're not doing anything. They're just hanging out going, what the hell just happened here? And they come in and get euthanized. Why? What lab were they going to, and what purpose were they going to that lab for? So in the days of COVID that we live in now, we know that it's pretty much a certainty that this virus was released by the Chinese in the Wuhan lab. And for the most part, it's becoming prevalent that it is a man-made virus. So we don't know what this woman has, but this woman, the Daily Mail, this woman who stopped to help after the truck crashed, fears she caught an illness after one of the monkeys hissed in her face, leaving her with pink eye symptoms. The lady, Michelle Fallon from Danville near Scranton, PA, why does that name ring a bell? Is that the office? Is that Scranton? Yes, the Scranton branch of the office. Love that show. Anyway, near Scranton, she was driving directly behind the vehicle when it crashed, throwing animal crates all over the highway and smashing some to pieces. Three of the monkeys escaped and went on the run, but all have since been captured and humanely euthanized. Apparently, they blew their brains out. All of the other monkeys that were en route to the lab had been accounted for. Now, Miss Fallon, who now has had a rabies shot and wrote about the symptoms she has had since she suffered this on Facebook, also told a Pennsylvania homepage that she had developed symptoms of pink eye, an inflammation or infection of the eyeball. Doctors gave her the first of four rabies injections together with an antiviral drug. She said on Facebook that she was contacted by the CDC and is being monitored for symptoms of rabies and monkey's herpes virus B. First responders who attended to the crash were also told to check for themselves for symptoms. Now, this B virus is very rare in humans, but leads to severe brain damage and death if not treated properly. Victims get it from monkey bites and scratches, and there is only one documented case of a human patient transferring it to another person, according to the CDC. So, is it just the monkey hissing at her and it gave her pink eye symptoms, or, you know, is there something else going on here? And in this day and age, I nothing's out of the realm of possibility, to be honest with you. I mean, let's be honest. A horseshoe bat, apparently, supposedly, started this whole coronavirus pandemic that has totally taken over the planet. And now we've got monkeys hissing at people, giving them the possibility of severe brain trauma and death. Yeah, something's not right here. Listen, it's not even up for opinion. It's not even up for argument that our government is doing nefarious things with animals. And, you know, they are participating in germ warfare and biological warfare, just like the Chinese are. Let's not kid ourselves. Let's not make us look out or look to be these angels. We're doing the same thing. Did Michelle Fallon come in contact with a biological weapon? Hard to say, but you know what's out there. And I remember years ago I watched the movie, I think it was with Dustin Hoffman and Michelle Russo, I think her name is, called Outbreak. I know how this works. It's a biological, we're all going to die from a virus. That will be the end of the human race. And it's going to be caused by humans trying, like the Chinese, trying to exert some power and gain some land and gain some power across the world. And they're going to take out everybody from germ warfare, from biological weapon, man-made viruses. And listen, I can only pray that the aliens come down and say, listen, you dumb shits, knock it off. Well, that's my hope and my prayer. Alrighty, we are done with the show again. Thank you for being patient with me. I appreciate you listening. Share the show. Contact me at ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. I hope you enjoyed the show. And to the guy that sent me all those emails, and if you're listening, you know, talk to me. Talk about me in a meeting. I'm gonna talk to you about or talk about you with my listeners. I mean, this is what we as unvaccinated are going through. Let me know what you think about the poll shift. Contact me with anything. ghostseeker4@charter.net. Again, ghostseeker4@charter.net. You have been listening to the Paranormal Patriot. My name is Tom Velasquez. I'll talk to you next week. That's when the feeling is true. That's when the love.